once sentient beings in the various forms of existence throughout the Ten Quarters, on hearing Amida's name of transcendent virtues, come to attain true and real entrusting, they greatly rejoice at what they have heard. End of quote. Good morning, Dharma friends of YWay radio program. I am honored to have this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you. This morning, I would like to deliver my message by sharing some of my experience with you. When I speak for the radio program, I always remember some experience. When I was a minister at Honpa Honganji Hirobetsuin on the Big Island about 6 years ago, I had the precious opportunity of being the editor of the radio program Honganji Hour. It is like this YWay radio program. I tape recorded other ministers' messages and my MC part every week and took them to the radio station. At first, I was hesitant because I had never imagined that I would be an MC for a radio program that was broadcast to the public. In time, however, I came to enjoy this duty. I sometimes heard responses from listeners. Some people said to me, "Sensei, I listened to the program this morning." And some people whom I would meet for the first time said to me, "Oh, I'm finally able to know who the MC of the program is." Thus, I was often encouraged through this kind of conversation. Once, someone said to me, "Sensei, I couldn't listen to the radio program this morning. It was not broadcast. What happened?" I got similar comments from others. When I asked the radio station, I learned that they had temporarily broadcast the program on FM radio instead of AM radio because they were installing new equipment to extend their service area. Another day, someone commented, "Sensei, I couldn't listen to the radio program. I tried to tune into both AM and FM, but I couldn't get it. Did you hear something about the program?" I thought that they might be doing more construction work. However, other people didn't mention the problem. Later, that first person apologized and said, "Sensei, I figured out why I couldn't listen to the program. It was because my radio was broken." A few weeks after that, she told me that she bought a new radio and enjoyed the program. After these incidents, I thought how we can compare the radio wave with Amida Buddha's working. Do you know why we can listen to the radio without any cable? It is because of various frequency radio waves sent from radio stations. A radio catches the sound waves and converts them into sound, so we can listen to the radio. So if a radio station doesn't send a wave, or if a radio doesn't work, we cannot listen to the program. Concerning Amida Buddha's working, I sometimes get comments such as, "Sensei, it is difficult to understand what that is," or "It is difficult to entrust my heart to Amida Buddha because we cannot see him." I think, however, this is similar to the radio wave. Although we cannot see the radio wave with our own eyes, the radio wave exists. When we turn on the radio and tune into the station properly, we can catch the radio wave. Similarly, although we cannot see Amida Buddha, we can learn that he exists and realize that his compassionate power is certainly working. If our switch is not on, we cannot perceive him, that it we are unable to receive him with our hearts. Amida Buddha is the Buddha who established and fulfilled the vow to save all beings and is always working for us with his wisdom and compassion. Amida Buddha has been watching over us since even before we became aware of his existence. He is always calling us. I know you have worries. I know you have sufferings. I understand everything about you. I will not abandon you. I will save you without fail. Please entrust your heart to my working. In Jodo Shin Buddhism, it is very important to listen to the teachings of Nembutsu. Especially, we must listen to why Amida Buddha tries to save us. He is always working because we have different worries, sufferings, or hardships in our life. However, when we tune into his guidance, Amida Buddha's heart is suddenly brought to our heart, and we are embraced by his great wisdom and compassion. When I compared the radio wave with Amida Buddha's working, I thought of one more thing. We usually listen to the radio in different kind of situations. In the case of this radio program, some people listen to it every week. Some people might have started listening after someone recommended it to listen. Other people might have started listening by chance during driving, doing housework, or changing radio stations. In the same way, I think we could have started listening to the Nembutsu teaching by chance. Can you remember why you started coming to the temple and reciting the Nembutsu? I have heard many Honganji members share their stories. One said, "Sensei, I started coming to the temple because my grandma always brought me to the temple. I didn't understand the teachings when I was a child, but I came to understand it as I got older." Another person told me, "Sensei, I didn't come to the temple at all as a child. It wasn't until after my mother passed away that I started coming to the temple and encountered the teachings of the Nembutsu." A man told me, "Sensei, I was not the type of person who would go to church. However, my wife is a Honganji member. Therefore, after I got married to her, I started coming to the temple. Thus, through my ministry, I have heard various reasons for attending church from Honganji members. We start coming to the temple and reciting the Buddha's name because of different people and conditions. Thanks to encounters, partings, happy occasions or sad occasions, Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu, starts coming out of our mouth. But therefore, with the teaching of Nembutsu, we can consider all kind of events as precious opportunities to encounter Amida Buddha and to firmly walk the path of our life with great strength." Shinran Shonin talked about this in the passage that I read at the beginning. I will read it again. "When sentient beings in the various forms of existence throughout the ten quarters, on hearing Amida's name of transcendent virtues, come to attain true and real entrusting, they greatly rejoice at what they have heard." End quote. This morning, I talked about Amida Buddha's working by comparing it to the working of the radio. By turning on a radio switch, anyone can listen to a broadcast at any time. Likewise, Amida Buddha is always offering us his wisdom and compassion. There are some differences, however. Amida Buddha's working is for the 10 quarters of the universe and not for a limited area. So no matter where we are, we can tune into Amida Buddha's guidance anytime. We don't even need to prepare anything. Amida Buddha's working is even converted into our own voice whenever we say Namo Amida Butsu. Fortunately, Amida Buddha's signal has already reached us and made our mouths utter his name. Let us live our everyday lives reciting the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu.